off-world bases. I was going to say I don't know how anybody feels about this topic, but I am interested in it and I have several theories about it. The asteroid Eros seems to be just another chunk of rock. It was discovered in 1898 by two astronomers simultaneously. Later on, it was the first asteroid to be orbited by a spacecraft, and that spacecraft even landed on it about a year later. Nobody thought the spacecraft would survive the landing, but not only did it survive, its instruments continue to function. We know that spacecraft had a camera because it sent back images. The asteroid has a diameter of 16.8 kilometers, which is about 10.4 miles. You would think we would know what everything on the surface of that small asteroid looked like, but something very strange has come to light. On the furthest corner of the same side the probe landed on is something which looks just like a building. As a matter of fact, it looks like something we would make right here on Earth. It could just be a pile of rocks, but certainly doesn't look like it. Could NASA have found an alien base on Eros and is hiding that fact from us? One of the things which has happened in photography is there always seem to be improvements in the way we view images. The close-up image of Eros was taken about 20 years ago or a little more, and today we are able to magnify it to a point where the building can be seen. As the photos gain more pixels, they can handle more magnification. Pixels are little dots that make up the photo. The moon is riddled with things which have been hidden from us, but which leak out every once in a while. There is a huge glass tower on the moon. It has become famous in UFO circles. It is totally out of place and looks like a structure. I have seen photos which have been made to look like it is a mountain, but when you see the photos from years ago of the tower, you notice it is the same diameter from bottom to top. It's not like the phony drawings from NASA which picture it having a point on top and a much wider base which angles up to the top. There are plenty of pictures of the surface of the moon which seem to show construction. One I always think about shows a rectangular foundation which seems to have walls broken off which are about a foot or so high. It is a ruin, and I have never seen a rectangle so perfectly formed in nature. I swear this is the remains of a building. Along with that, in the hidden backgrounds of some of the NASA photos from the moon landing, are what look like the remains of glass domes over craters. Using new photo technology, investigators have been able to bring them out of the background. It is imperfect, but it certainly looks like there were bases there in the distant past. On top of all that, the surface material of the moon is conducive to making lunar glass, which seems to be what the tower and the domes were made of. This brings me to the red planet Mars. Perhaps there are more ruins on Mars than anywhere off of the Earth. If one goes through all of the NASA photos of Mars, enlarging different areas of the photos, they will find all sorts of incredible things. I have done this myself, and the things I have found are unbelievable. Mars seems to be strewn with all sorts of pieces and parts of former buildings from perhaps millions of years ago. Sometimes people will tell you things in nature look like ruins and pieces of buildings, but when you see an actual cornice from a building which is still 3 or 4 feet long, it sort of erases all doubt. There are faces carved in many places on the red planet, and they are done so with precision. Mars is an incredible place and may be the first place where the human race first appeared. There are so many things that are the same as ruins we would find on our own planet. Is this just a coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences like this. There are people who believe there are a lot more bases on asteroids than we know about. They get this idea because some of the asteroids seem to be hollow. Once you have a large hollow space, it would be ideal for hiding UFOs. It is not only asteroids which are hollow, but our moon has at least one large hollow space. Some believe Phobos, one of the moons of Mars, is hollow. Even more exciting, however, is what is on the surface of Phobos. On the surface is a large monolith which is 300 feet tall and 279 feet in width. Some have said it is only a rock, but former astronaut Buzz Aldrin stated it was a structure and said something to the effect of, "When you see it, you will realize aliens had built it." While I am not so sure aliens built it, but if it is a structure, it might have been built by ancient humans for all we know. We can't eliminate the chance of that. The problem is what we see might be a natural formation which just looks like an object, or it may not be alien at all and we built it. You might say, how could we possibly do that? Well, in the case of Eros, it is not that far away. It is said to be 16,600,000 miles away at its closest point. Tying this in with several deathbed confessions of famous people who were in positions to know what was really going on, they claimed we had the ability to go anywhere in the universe, but it was a big secret. If this is true, we would have been able to put bases anywhere. Another point being, there are places on Earth which look like they were subject to nuclear war thousands of years ago, which makes me think we possibly could have been far more advanced in the past and sent ships at least around our solar system. Some say we have been on this planet for millions of years and had achieved advanced space travel, but were almost totally destroyed in a war with extraterrestrials. There could be bases not only throughout our solar system but between solar systems and in other solar systems.